As Massachusetts prepares for an expected spike in coronavirus cases, possibly within days, the State Department of Public Health is out with new guidelines to help healthcare providers decide who gets care if there are too many patients and not enough equipment. WBUR's Quincy Walters joins us this morning to talk about the latest local developments in the pandemic. Good morning, Quincy, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob, and no problem.
So for perspective, let's start with the numbers, Quincy, in Massachusetts right now.
So the numbers the state reported yesterday were an accumulation from the weekend and Monday. So in that span, 96 people died from COVID-19-related causes, which brings the total in Massachusetts to 356. And in those 3 days, there were 1,300 confirmed cases, which brings the total number of people who've tested positive for coronavirus in the state to 15,202.
Okay, now the new guidelines from the State Department of Public Health in case hospitals are flooded with patients. What's the intent here?
Right. So these are kind of worst case scenario guidelines from the state on how to prioritize patients should hospitals get into a situation where they simply have too many patients and not enough beds and ventilators. So these are guidelines, not law, but they suggest tending to patients who have a higher likelihood to survive the illness. Also, if the patient is medical personnel on the front line against this virus, they're given priority as well.
How did the Department of Health decide who gets the priority?
Well, that's sort of where we find ourselves in this fight against COVID-19, right? Other states have had to go through this and have had guidelines like this in place. Dr. Lachlan Farrow from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical is a member of the advisory group that drafted the guidelines here in Massachusetts.
The point of figuring out who gets a ventilator or not, or ICU beds or not, or any limited resource, is to achieve the greatest possible benefit for the people of the Commonwealth. And what we landed on was using ventilators or ICU beds in ways that maximize the number of life years that might be saved.
But Dr. Farrow stressed that life years doesn't mean a younger person would automatically be prioritized. There's a number of factors at play, like their health history. And we really should suggest that this is for a worst case scenario, and Boston isn't at that stage.
Right, but the city of Boston is expecting a surge in COVID-19 cases, which Boston Mayor Marty Walsh talked about yesterday. What did he say?
Yeah, Walsh said that this week, over a three-day period, the number of positive cases rose about 30%, and he says hospitals need to be prepared for more deaths.
We expect hospitals will need to add their capacity to their morgues. I've spoken to the other major hospitals to let them know that we are ready to help them with this process when they need it.
And Mayor Walsh also said that vacant dorms and medical care facilities will be used for extra housing for people who are homeless.
We know that the hospital medical community here is struggling financially because of all that's going on in the middle of this crisis. And Governor Baker yesterday announced that hundreds of millions of dollars will be going to healthcare providers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Bob. So the state is creating an $800 million fund for healthcare providers who are fighting this disease.
This funding will support hospitals, nursing facilities, primary care providers, behavioral health providers, and long-term service providers, and supports for other providers impacted by COVID-19.
And Baker said $400 million will go to hospitals, more than $80 million will go to nursing facilities, and more than $300 million will go to other healthcare providers, and it will all be handed out starting this month through July.
Through July, which makes you wonder what state officials are thinking about in terms of how long we're going to be dealing with this. WBUR's Quincy Walters, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem, Bob.